Even with the tightest of border controls, there may still be imported cases leaking into the community. I shared earlier that countries like China and Australia have adopted a tighter border regime than us because they can afford to rely on a larger base of domestic resources and demand. But even these countries have detected cases of new variants in their communities. So we cannot just rely on border measures to keep out the virus. We also need to have a full suite of protective measures and safeguards in our community. And when a new case pops up, we move in quickly to isolate all the close contacts and ring-fence them, as we have been doing. We cast a wide net and conduct mass testing for all persons with possible exposures to the infected case, like what you see recently when we went in quickly to test everyone in the school or everyone working in the airport. And thus, we try our best to prevent large clusters and outbreaks from happening. Despite these efforts, there will be a few occasions when we will need more general movement restrictions. For example, with the recent Tan Tock Seng hospital cluster, the transmission was detected sometime after the virus was introduced into the ward. We've tested all the hospital staff, patients, as well as visitors, and tried to ring-fence the cluster, but we could not be sure if there were still hidden cases out there in the community. And that's why we decided to tighten the overall rules preemptively to reduce our movement and social contacts more generally so that we can reduce the risk of transmission and curb any further spread of the virus. I recognize that these measures pose considerable inconvenience to all Singaporeans. As Minister Gan said just now, there are several public holidays coming up in the month of May. Many activities and plans have had to be adjusted. I know in particular this must be very disappointing for our Malay Muslim community, having to observe these strict rules during Hari Raya and to curtail your normal family visits for a second year. Likewise for the Buddhist community during Visakh Day. I hope everyone understands why the latest measures are necessary, and I thank everyone for taking them in your stride, and I seek your cooperation to abide by them, not just with the letter of the law, but also the spirit of it. I think it's very important for us to understand that we are now on the knife's edge, and our community cases can go either way over the next few weeks. We have a chance of getting things under control by the end of the month. But as we know from experience, it only takes one lapse or one irresponsible action for an infection to spread. And that infection may end up being a super spreader event in the community. So let's all do our part, work from home, cut back on social activities and interactions, and stay home as much as possible during this period.